because my husband drank so much, this would happen or that would happen. The short term was always so awful. I thought if I just could throw out his liquor, hide whatever he was on, that would fix it. You can't correct that kind of chaos.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Daniel channel. This is Daniel CC. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now I'm playing Midnight, The Stars and You, which is by Al Boley, and it plays at the end of The Shining, which I just watched this week, for my class. It was quite good, and I wanted to start with that to get in the Halloween spirit, because this whole show is going to be Halloween themed, so I'm very excited for that. And yeah, I might have some more people coming in later, but for now it's just me, and we are going to start it off strong. This might be the most random assortment of songs I have ever done on this show. Every song is like very different from the last, I'd say, at least like towards the second half. But right now we're gonna start off with some early 1980s Michael Jackson Thriller from the album Thriller to get us in the Halloween spirit. So let's get started. Let's do it.
Lurking from the dark. darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm just gonna talk a little bit over this dude talking about grisly ghouls from every tomb. You get the gist. But yeah, if you just tuned in, this is the Halloween episode. So we got a ton of fun Halloween songs coming up. Some of them are not. I have a mix of songs. Some of them are songs that actually scare me a lot, which is kind of the next one. John Wayne Gacy Jr. by Sufjan Stevens from his album Illinois. And yeah, we're going to listen to that, and then I'll take a little break for the next song. But yeah, this is John Wayne Gacy Jr.
His father was a drinker, and his mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor and his conversation. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things rotting fast in their sleep. All the dead, 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my God. Dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red. And on his best behavior, in a dark room on the bed, he kissed them all. He'd kill 10,000 people with a slight of his hand, running far, running fast to the dead. He took off all their clothes for them. He put a cloth on their lips, quiet hands, quiet kiss on the behavior. I am really just like him. Look beneath the floorboards for the secrets I have hid.
All right. That was John Wayne Gacy Jr. by Sufjan Stevens from Illinois. Very creepy song, Halloween vibe for sure. It's about a serial killer from Illinois. So kind of crazy stuff. But yeah, so we're going to continue with the Halloween songs. Before we do that, I'm going to give a quick shout out to my mom, who's listening right now, I think. She has this, like, party to go to. Not sure how long she could listen for, so you gotta get the shout out in early. But, shout out to my mom in New Jersey right now. We are gonna continue with some, Beach House from their 2008 album Devotion, which is my least favorite album by them probably, but it has some great songs on it, like, this one that I'm gonna play. It's called Turtle Island. And then after that, we're gonna do some Phoebe Bridgers. So get ready, get psyched for that.
Go all night. I used used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on. We can be anything. Oh, it's a surprise, but what I do for things I never expect. They killed a fan down by the stadium, was only visiting, they beat him to death. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be Halloween,
Right. That was a Finger Bib by Aphex Twin. And yeah, so we had some more spooky songs. We had Turtle Island by Beach House. And then we had Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. And then that was Finger Bib after that. And now, you know, I had the idea for the Halloween show to put a big mix of songs. Some songs that are Halloween themed, some songs that kind of like remind me of Halloween, that are like sort of scary sounding. And then some songs that I am like actually frightened by. I felt like I wanted to play some of those. So that is the category of our next song. It is called God's Light Burns Upon My Flesh by Cemetery. Don't turn the show off when you're listening to this, because this might not be for everyone, but I wanted to play it because it's like very Halloween type vibe. And yeah, so after this, I've got some more. I have like one more scary song, and I'll play some more normal stuff probably. But yeah, this God's Light Burns Upon My Flesh. So here we go.
Oh, I could make so many things catch on fire. But I was just covered in bubbles of methane gas, and you ended up burned. I'm sorry, I have always been a liar. Just to think I could have left the fair with my dignity intact, and fled from the stage with the world's second best Slim tribute act. Okay, today I hide away, but tomorrow I take the reins. Still living with my mother, as I move from one micro-influencer to another. References, references, references. What are you on tonight? I love this city despite the burden of preferences. What a time to be alive. Oh, I know where I'm going. It's black country out there.
Okay, that was Science Fair by Black Country New Road. That's one of the most anxiety-inducing songs I've probably, ever heard before. But it's so good. I love it. I feel like it would work really well in a show or a movie that has like a editing style like Uncut Gems or something. And it would I don't know. I think it would fit really well in something like that. But yeah, wow. And the song before that was God's Light Burns Upon My Flesh by Cemetery, which is a very crazy one. And those are two songs that legitimately are like scary to me. And you know, you gotta play them because it's the Halloween theme. What are you gonna do? So now it is past 8:30 and we have to do the PSA. So I have something to say about fresh fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating some fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them, plus their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. And that is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's interesting. That's an interesting one because, like it says, these days many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. Like, has there been like more fresh fruit added to grocery stores in recent years? Like what, like in the 1980s, were there not like peaches? I don't really understand what that means. Okay, whatever. It's a PSA. Who cares? Just something that I was thinking about. Okay, so now I'm gonna play a song. I'm not gonna play the full song, but I've been listening to the album Without Warning, which is by 21 Savage, Offset, and Metro Boomin, and it came out on Halloween 2017. And there are a lot of curse words in it, so I cannot play it on WMFO, but it is my favorite Halloween album, and it's so good, and I just have to play like a little snippet of it for you guys. I have to, because I've just been listening to it nonstop, and this is Rap Saved Me, which is probably my favorite one, and, you know, the Daniel Channel... It's gotta be played on the Daniel Channel. It has to. There's no other option. So, okay, I'm just gonna stop talking. I'm gonna let it play for like a little bit because it has some curse words. But this is Rap Save Me, featuring Quavo, by the way, in case you didn't know.
I'm gang banging, and I'm dangerous. Smith and Wesson, and it's stainless. Brand new Rari, I'm finna paint it. She took a Xanax, and she fainted. I'm front of gutter, ain't no changing. Nah. Front of gutter, rap save me. Rap. She drive me crazy, have my baby, need my cash.
Okay, that is all I could play from that song, because there are bad words in it, like I said, but wow, what an incredible track. Go listen to it if you haven't already. Without Warning, it's so good. You probably know Ric Flair Drip, which is the most popular one. But I remember when that album came out, I was trick-or-treating with my friends, and we brought a speaker, and we were listening to it like the whole time. It was so fun. But now I'm going to get into some other music. I am going to be playing a song that I've also been listening to a lot recently because it's Halloween time, and I actually used it in a short film that I'm making, or I made it, it's done. It's called Ghouls Before Fools, and it's screening on Sunday at 5 p.m. in Barnum, so go to that if you can. No more gas in the red. This is Disturbia by Rihanna, by the way.
Control you, it's too close for comfort.
Right, that was Tell Me a Joke by Quadeca, who, if you might know, he is the guy from YouTube who does like the styles of rapping videos that are very, very cringy. But last year he dropped an album called I Didn't Mean to Haunt You, and it's really good actually. And that is my favorite song from it, Tell Me a Joke. And we are just gonna keep going with the Halloween theme. I've got a song from Bjork. It is called Bachelorette from the album Homogenic. I'm not sure, but I'm just gonna let that play. It's not like directly Halloween theme, but it's pretty scary in my opinion. This whole album is scary, I think. I've listened to it like twice, or maybe three times, I don't know. But I should probably go back to it, but this song is the one that stuck out the most to me. So I'm just gonna let it rock. We got Bachelorette, and then I think I can fit in one more song after that. So let's go.
Sure.
All right, that was Bachelorette by Bjork. And I have one more song left in my show. But I'm just gonna, you know, talk for a minute before I start it. This is Daniel Cece. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And, you know, this is my Halloween set. I am very happy I got to play a lot of these songs that I wouldn't normally play, because they're Halloween themed, but now I get to, so that's pretty lit. One thing that I really like about having a WMFO show is that sometimes it allows me to go back and find songs that I haven't listened to in a really long time, if I'm like doing a theme or something. So Bachelorette, the song I just played, I hadn't listened to in like years probably, and I just played it again. It's fire. So you just heard it. It's awesome. So I'm glad that I get to do that. And this next song is not like that, actually, because I have been listening to it kind of like nonstop since I found it over the summer. It's Vanished by Crystal Castles. Still sticking to the Halloween theme, kind of. But yeah, I would just like to thank everybody for listening. And I'm excited because after this, I'm going to go and change into my Kendall Roy costume for Halloween. Kendall from Succession. I'm being him all three nights in three different costumes. So get hyped for that if you see me around. But yeah, hope that everyone has a great weekend. Happy Halloween. This is Daniel. I'm signing off. And this is Vanished by Crystal Castles. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Peace.
Hungry for life, I will take your pity.